sure?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to retire anyway.
Don't do that.
Don't do what? Don't be like that. Don't be like what? We're live.
Well, it'd be nice if you told me.
That's how I do the shows.
Yeah. I should have known.
Yeah, you know, that's how we do the shows. You want to tell the people who you are?
Sure. My name is Alyssa. The end? What do I say?
I don't know. Tell the people what you want them to know, what you don't want them to know.
All they need to know is that I'm queen.
You're the queen?
Mm-hmm.
You're the queen of the castle?
I'm the queen of the castle, Mrs. Daddy.
Yeah.
And visiting today.
You're visiting today? What are you visiting? This show's about to end.
I wanted to feel it.
Feel it before it's over.
Yeah.
Why?
It's important to you.
To me?
So it's important to me.
For context, this is my girlfriend. She decided to, I don't know, bless, give it the final hurrah. We're going out in a whimper. Four more episodes and this shit is just 2 hours of silence.
He says this, by the way, but we'll see.
We could do some silence now.
Give it a taste. We're gonna do a practice run.
Yeah. Like right, a moment of silence.
Who is the moment of silence for?
Clearly this episode. That should be the name of this episode, Moment of Silence. I guess I'm going to try to play some music. Try to go through the intros without pissing you off. Oh, we have a phone call. See? Hold on.
Oh, goodness.
I got to pick up the phone. Yo.
Yeah, I'm downstairs.
You're downstairs? All right, hold on. I'm coming down. And we'll be back.
So what do I do?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear everybody. We're over here. Yeah, so you blame me?
Yep.
Why?
Because the old you made yourself so accessible that now people feel like they can call you and cancel on you whenever they want. When in reality, you have a life. You gotta let people know you have a life. And now you got a wifey. So you gotta let them know you have a life that you're sharing with wifey. Can't just be canceling and fucking calling and, you know, you're not on everyone's time. You're on your time. They gotta be on your time.
You wanna add to this?
I mean...
Into the microphone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
It feels weird to be like...
Right. Well, that's what I told you. How did you want me to set this up?
I gotta sit up a little. So I usually gotta
fix I'm already your short
fix
as
your
fuck.
Fucking postures.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel?
This is weird. About boundaries.
Just anything. Life. Really, got four more to go. No one listens to this shit.
Don't actually, I want to know how many people listen.
You ask me every week, and it's the same number every week.
No, it was 13, then it went up to 17. That's four more.
I think we're like 17 again.
Okay, so yeah. Status quo.
17 people give a fuck about nothing. What were you saying?
I mean, I agree with it all.
Yeah, I feel like
I can't
the old
really
me,
speak to the old you because I know the
old me wanted. To be on so bad that
he'd bend over backwards for everyone.
Yeah. They'd bend over backwards and then our mom came.
That's retarded.
That part.
Yeah, that's what happens when you bend over backwards with people.
Shit on your luggage?
Yeah. You seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
Oh, you need to see it.
I've had a rough weekend, man. Fuck, I haven't.
Worse than someone shit in your maleta?
Well, yeah. I mean, my fucking unit had gotten flooded.
Oh, so they pissed on you fucking.
No, that's different. So I live in a condo building, and I'm on the ground floor.
Flex.
And no, it's a bullshit condo building. Anyway, they fucking, the unit upstairs, their water heater, the pipe burst.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming the building is just fucking slanted, and that shit went downhill right into my unit. Oh, no. I was about to start swimming.
Do you have insurance?
Yeah, I hit them up today.
Okay, good.
Hmm. Yikes. It is what it is. Maybe I'll get nicer floors.
Yeah, maybe.
Damn. Life be life, man.
It is what it is, man. You know, when it rains, it pours. But when it has its...
When it rains, it pours. Not in your house,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it definitely did.
All puns.
Shit felt like Santo Domingo.
It was pouring. Yeah, like I had the tin roof and shit.
Yeah, sing. Only the real Dominicans know what a sing is.
Yo.
That's when you're poor.
You gotta have it. You gotta have it in the bathroom, so when it rains, you gotta turn the
like
water
rich,
on.
Rich niggas live in blow. They can't even say block. It's blow.
I can't.
Poor people, like where I was raised, sing.
The tin, you heard?
Yup. You hear that shit.
Un thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's filthy. My aunt's house is made of straw.
Yo, the way
I'm dead ass.
The way they pronounce it is so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't realize till later on that, like, when you go to the beach, you know they sell the Johnny Keke?
Oh, Johnny Kekes are the shit.
You know that's just Johnny Cakes, right?
Yeah, but...
But, like, yo, Johnny Keke?
Yeah, that's fucking...
And it's a thing.
Yeah, but I bet you Johnny Keke tastes better than Johnny Cakes.
Of course.
I'm
all right,
screaming.
Then.
You got the little sazon on that bitch.
Yeah, fucking white people can't do shit right.
You can't make a Johnny Keke with salt and pepper.
They'll probably use mayonnaise and fucking raisins.
Can you, with the raisins, is disgusting.
White people are disgusting.
Prunes. Fuck
yeah.
Prunes.
What the fuck? Oh, we went out yesterday to fucking help. She wanted to get like makeup and shit. So I'm like...
Sephora? Ulta?
Yeah.
Ulta. Both. We went to both. Oof. So I had to like, not bribe her because...
Did you go to... is it the mall? Does the mall have both?
Well, we didn't go to the mall. We went to...
The mall has Sephora and something else. Oh, Mac. Is it Mac?
Yeah, it's right Mac and they got fucking... And there's another one, Morpheus.
Yeah. I'll be in touch with the feminine side.
Yeah.
Not for me personally, but you know.
You gotta know. You gotta be well rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like Mac, Morpheus, and I call it Morpheus. It's called Morphe.
Morphe?
Yeah. I still never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like another Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac's expensive.
And Sephora.
Sephora. They're like across. It's like one of the two pizzerias was next to each other.
What?
Back in the day.
This has got to be some Jersey shit.
It is some Jersey shit.
Yeah, we had literally, it was three brothers from Italy and Frank's Pizza, and they were right.
And the three brothers from Italy were three niggas from Mexico.
That's just disrespectful.
I would get...
For business.
I would get the pizza for three brothers.
And play video games at Frank's.
And play video games at
Frank's. Oh, that place?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But then Frank, I heard he touched kids, so then it was kind of weird.
No.
Yeah, it was a thing.
For real?
Yeah.
He was a
councilman or something.
Person, right? Yeah.
Of course he was.
Anyway, I went to fucking we went to Sephora first, and it was all right. And then we take the drive to Ulta.
Where was this? Where'd you go?
Oh, that's what you're gonna talk about. I was wondering,
Edgewater.
Like, mm-hmm. What's he?
So I had to bribe her out of fucking this dude canceling on me to make it up to her. I took her to Brownstone. Great. That was what we called a palate cleanser. Because we fucking went to Life Pancakes. Fucking worst pancakes in the history of pancakes.
Life will never be as good as Brownstone. Or, to be honest, the original diner before that.
Yeah.
Before they renovated it into Brownstone. Like, the new Brownstone.
Yeah.
That's now the old Brownstone.
Yeah.
The non-existent.
Yeah, we went to Life a week before, and that shit was trash.
I haven't been to Life at all.
Don't go.
Life is death.
Hey, yo. Yeah. That should be the name of this podcast. Life is death.
Yeah, this podcast is death.
Hey, relax.
You're doing the most.
I hate it here.
But wants to do it every Monday.
Yeah, barely. Anyway, I fucking go to Ulta. Where I forgot what? Oh, you were smelling the Billie Eilish perfumes. Mm-hmm. And then this fucking white fucking... cockeyed.
I didn't even see what she heifer. Looked like that.
She, I didn't see her either, but in my story, this is what she is. I'm right behind her, and she's like, excuse me, ladies. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And in context, I had a bandana on.
You're a voluptuous female.
Yeah, I felt like a Fashion Nova curve. I had my bun exposed, I had a bandana on, but I'm like, even from the back, I look like a nigga. Like, you just straight up was just like, ladies.
I was like, in what world? Hey, man,
it's 2023, bro.
Yeah, I felt like.
I was like, it made me think, because I was like, only in this world
would that be okay. So I was like, what if I went up to you? I'm like, excuse me, niggas. Like, how the fuck would you feel?
I actually saw a video on Twitter the other day. This female
woman.
Okay, well, all right. Whatever the proper term is.
Yeah.
Went to GameStop. Right? This woman. That was a woman. They kept calling her sir. And the dude was so conflicted because it still looked like a man. So he was like, I'm so sorry, sir. And I was about to say the dude. That's crazy. The person, because I don't want to get treated wrong for not getting pronoun there. But anyway,
the individual
was getting upset because they kept saying, sir, like, stop misgendering me. Right. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. You fucking did it again. Bro starts kicking shit. He was like, ma'am. And then he was like, bro, it's just so hard. Like, yo, what were you born as?
Nah, don't do that. Jesus. Don't do that.
You can't do that anymore.
You can't.
You know, they stopped. They I think it was in the Olympics. They made a rule now where if you're transgender, you can't compete in females.
They should have a transgender Olympics.
That's it. Or a
transgender
sports.
Yeah. Like transgender boxing. Should be great.
What?
Like a transgender UFC.
Like, imagine, let's say LeBron James wanted to change his gender and then play in the WNBA. That's fucking horrible. You can't do that. You're probably the best player in the NBA and now you're going to change genders and play in the WNBA?
I mean, fucking, what's her name?
Who's going to stop
him? What was it? Caitlyn? That's her name?
Jenner?
Yeah, that's Bruce, right? Yeah,
I don't, you know, I don't.
Yeah, she was Woman of the Year the first year of eligibility.
Bro, she wasn't even a.
I don't really know.
Even a woman for a full year, and she won Woman of the Year.
That's what I'm saying. So that's how you know, like,
this is the world we live in.
I saw
that.
You know, they do the roast.
Yeah,
and they were like, Caitlyn Jenner just proves that you they don't want any white dick in the family.
Yeah, it's true. I'm telling you.
Accurate.
Let's start the show. I don't have no I don't have no transitions. Nothing. For these transgenders. Oh. I don't have no transistors.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to pick a song.
No trans for the trans.
Oh, this shit kicked me off. God damn. Damn.
What kicked you off?
My phone. I picked a song and it was like, no.
Why don't you do like a throwback?
I do throwbacks.
Hold on. I wasn't done with the thought.
Oh, my bad.
Why don't you do a throwback since you're on a road to, what is it, 100, right? So why don't you do like a nostalgic episode where you honor your favorite shows of all time and why?
All shows of what? Of this?
Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
You're fucking horrible.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going home. Wherever home is.
Yes! You know who the fuck this is? Oh, you're not going to add to it?
I don't know if you wanted me to.
Oh, I go by the name of Ash Madison.
Ash Madison.
You used to be able to follow me at Unofficial Mayor.
I was screaming.
Can't follow him at all.
You'll follow him soon.
Oh, man, you can't follow me. Aliases include, but not limited to.
What are they?
Voice of the Voiceless.
If you have no voice, he speaks for you.
Silver Tongue Samaritan.
His tongue is silver.
Old Brown Eyes.
Old Brown
Eyes. Old Light Eyes.
Plus Size Poppy.
Medium Size.
Zaddy! And depending on which girl you ask, which day of the week.
These bitches!
They may not refer to me at all.
I'm not chiming in on this one today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know. Fuck it. That's enough. The pleasure is yours, never ours.
love pleasure.
Yeah. I like Pleasures too. Shout out to the clothing brand.
Pleasures is dope.
Yeah, I kind of wish I took that fucking Stussy job.
Was that recently?
No, I'm trying to change my job. Trying to change my occupation.
Bro, you're always trying to change your job.
Exactly. No.
Even after you change your job.
Exactly. No. The thing is, I'm trying to make a lateral move, not a linear.
You don't want to go. Right.
I want to make an ascending move.
Boom.
So, I'm kind of... Yeah.
Go up.
Not the other diagonal, like the water.
Not the down one, the upper.
Like the water from your... Never mind.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Way too
one piece
soon.
Of shit.
It's all right. I almost had a waterbed. Remember those?
Yeah. Oh water boy. All right, so you're the one that has topics since you...
Actually, listen, to be honest, this shit all fucked me up, but...
I want to try to have a cohesive podcast.
Right. One of the topics that I found to be interesting is, and we already know the U.S. is going downhill, but you have countries now that are uniting with each other to change the currency they accept because they're tired of taking the U.S. dollar bill. And this fucking country is going to shit. And I don't know what to do about it. I mean, I don't really give a fuck. I'm all right. But, you know,
that's smart.
You worry about it. I even saw today, I haven't been following up, but McDonald's is laying off a ton of people right now.
They're not loving it.
I mean, first of all.
They're not loving their fucking employees. They're loving the kiosks.
That's a bad Descansa. Sign. I hate you.
You're stupid.
I cracked myself up.
That's a really bad sign.
Well, it gives me 2008 vibes.
We should have known this. When they first brought out the kiosk where you could order by yourself, you should have known it was going to be a wrap. But who's going to be flipping the burgers?
They'll give you a frozen patty until you flip that shit yourself.
And have a good day.
Yeah.
I told my coworker today, they're going to start forcing motherfuckers to become cops. Damn. You can't, until they come with a fucking iRobot or some shit.
Forcing people to become cops is crazy.
We got security.
Can we get that article shared?
You talking about the one he was talking about now?
Currencies.
There's a bunch of them. So I talked about this many episodes ago on this very platform.
Yeah, because this has been an ongoing thing for the past couple of years. But Saudi Arabia is just fed up. Some of the countries are Saudi Arabia, China, Russia, India, Pakistan. And they're saying four other Asian, Central Asian.
Yeah,
Asians.
So there's a group, it's called BRICS. So they're emerging heavyweights of this coalition of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are some of the people that are combining forces. They're the planet, the Captain Planeteers of taking down the United States. So they're all trying to create a universal currency amongst themselves.
But they've been trying to do that in Europe in that area for a while.
Yeah, but now they're all legit
on the same page.
Yeah, they all getting along. They're trying to get the US the fuck out of here. And I love it.
Wow.
I want the US dollar to be as equivalent to the DR peso.
Oh my God, imagine that.
What job are you gonna end up getting then?
Right. Making Johnny Cakes.
Yeah, Johnny Cake is.
Yep.
I'm fucking
the
burger.
Production manager.
Yeah, I'm the production manager of Johnny Cakes. Going to call me John Cakes. Yeah.
We're not even happy with the currency now. Imagine if it gets worse.
It will. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Everybody PPP'd the fucking fuck out.
You know what's crazy is that we talk about, like you said, the currency going down to what the Dominican peso is. But one thing I valued when I went over there, I hadn't been there in 20 plus years, 20 years or so.
Oh, damn.
The way they are so resourceful, they would take anything and make it anything.
Sounds like niggas in jail. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but
you know what I'm doing? You don't have resources.
Right. We abuse the the privilege we have compared to what other companies, I mean other countries.
Like the only privilege we have is we can fucking talk our shit. That is
we
it.
We have tons of privileges.
Like what? Into the mic.
We got warm, hot water.
Still into the mic.
This is weird. I feel like a ballerina.
24/7
electricity. 24/7, yes, electricity. I said warmth, heat.
Warmth.
All of the food options that we have.
Our streets are cleaner.
not New not York, but I mean, here.
Right.
Yeah. Are the rats the size of cats in other countries? Because I know they are fucking here.
Well, we got a bunch of other shit we don't get, like them fucking flying roaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
You don't got to sleep in bed with a fucking, what's that shit called?
The net? The fly thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you wake up and you got fucking lizards and all that shit.
Yeah, what's that disease? That, not rubella. That you get from the mosquito. What is it?
Does it start with an M?
Damn it.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I mean, it happens in DR. I forget the name. Anyway.
Fucking. I don't know, man. All I know is BRICS is taking over and we're going to be poor. And we're going to hit another recession.
Well.
If McDonald's is laying niggas off.
McDonald's. And you know what's crazy? Is that working for McDonald's used to be like a good thing. Like. People would say it jokingly.
It was never
at first.
A fucking good thing to work.
But they have programs to help you progress.
They do.
My aunt has been working at the same McDonald's on Grove Street for about 10 years. Has not progressed a lick. She still sleeps on the floor of her daughter's house.
Has she tried to learn English?
I don't know.
The
fuck
difference.
That.
That's
bitch.
The first.
But that's the difference.
Well, her name is also Nuestra, so.
You're an asshole.
That's her name.
That is her
Our
name.
Our Lady of Peace. That is her name translated in English.
It sure is. But this is the thing. Like, they do. They have tuition reimbursement.
What are they reimbursing? Hudson County Community College?
It's better
That's
than
not
nothing.
That's not funny. People have.
I went there. I'm an alumni.
Listen, people.
Alumni
ascend.
Employee?
Yeah.
You worked at the bookstore?
I did.
And what do they do for you? Do they put you in positions of leadership?
What, the bookstore got fired for going to a wedding.
Okay. McDonald's, they don't do that.
So shit. You know, I applied for McDonald's during the recession and they told me I was overqualified.
That's crazy.
I was like, that's more of a reason why you should hire me.
I was ready
to ask.
They
could have
put
you
in management.
I was ready to ask if you wanted fries with that. And they told me.
2008?
Yeah. Fucking got my associates. Yeah.
You wanted to serve some fries.
No, there was the recession.
You should have dumbed down your resume.
Nah, I had just got fired from Pepsi. I was merchandising. And then, well, we're not going to talk about what happened then. So just know.
You already did.
Yeah, I've said it plenty of times. But yeah, I went down a nasty path. So. But yeah, I was considering McDonald's for a little bit.
What'd you do? You end up with Coke or something?
We're not gonna talk about this on the air. And you're a cop. Why the fuck would I say that shit to you?
You didn't. I said Pepsi Coke. I didn't actually mean the actual drug Coke.
Oh my bad.
Oh my god.
It just so
happy. Yeah. I did that one on purpose. You didn't catch on. For you not to catch on.
No.
Must be a sore topic.
It is. It was a rough time.
You've had some rough times.
And I wasn't a cop then, so.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There has
know.
To be a statute of limitations.
I don't know, because this shit is just like, you know, I could say it in a story, and they'll be like, Damn. We want to revisit my past.
You just gave me a Tekashi fucking vibe right now. Like,
me?
I'm going to snatch or some shit.
No. He got beat up, didn't he?
They caught the dudes, too.
Really?
Off the videos.
Was he at the gym?
At LA Fitness.
That nigga was in fucking retro.
LA. It was LA. It was
in 440.
The dude recorded. That's the funniest part. The funniest part is that the dude recorded him getting fucked up, and then was telling him he's a big ass fan.
That's weird.
Don't
people,
be a fan of
is,
mine and beat my
are
ass.
Weird as shit.
Don't fucking be my fan and beat my ass.
They caught the dudes off the video though.
Of course they would.
Of course.
Why wouldn't they? They probably use CGI and like found like some sort of DNA. I'm like, yo, that's him.
Yeah, I know we're going on a tangent, but you said CGI, and I'm thinking about, have you seen lately the AI stuff that they're doing that copies artists' voices? So instead of asking for a feature, they can just say whatever they want and like add Jay-Z's voice to it, and it sounds just like him.
What?
You haven't seen this yet? No,
I don't have social media, so...
How would there not be, like, lawsuits and whatnot?
I mean, I'm sure it hasn't gone into effect yet, but they've shown, like,
You know what they need to do?
On TikTok examples, and it's kind of crazy.
Again, social media.
You would be able to tell off of the lyrics that it's not them, but, like, if it's a real, like, ABC shit, and they put Jay-Z on it, you know that wasn't him. But it's crazy, like...
I believe it.
It'll be cool.
Everything is technology.
If they take that AI shit and pair it with the fucking holograms, you don't even gotta do music no more.
Remember when they tried to do when they did it for MJ?
They did it for Pac.
Really?
Yeah, they had a whole hologram. You don't even gotta go on tour no more.
Right.
Just put a fucking projector on the screen and just have these niggas just, you know, do their shit.
We were trying to bootleg some shit.
You can, I'll be like, I'm taking the day off. I'm sending my clone, my representative to go and do this tour.
That's scary.
This European leg of the tour.
Like, pretty soon we're going to get clones. We're going to be fucked.
Hopefully I'm not here for that.
That's weird. That's some weird ass shit.
What, the clones?
Hell yeah.
Nah.
Imagine?
Gucci Mane's a clone. And he's doing just fine.
What?
What Gucci are Mane. You talking about?
Gucci Mane's a clone. He ain't really a clone. He ain't, that's not the real Gucci Mane.
You looking for
are
the fat one?
Are you in a sunken?
Nah.
The old fat one?
Yeah. With the ice cream on his face? Nah, that's the new Gucci Mane. He's a clone.
He's reformed, bro.
Why do you say that?
Because that's what they say.
Who's
not
they? Twitter?
Yeah. Do you know when DJ Khaled says they? I fucking hate that nigga.
I love him.
The Illuminati.
Why?
Bro. I just think he's dope.
Why? Well, name one thing that you think he does that's dope.
I like his personality.
His shit is annoying. He's like Gary V levels of annoying.
In what way?
Too positive.
Yes.
Anybody
I don't mean like white positive, but like what about him is too positive?
You know everything.
You didn't meet Ash when he was the complete opposite of what DJ Khaled was. DJ Khaled was too positive and he was too negative. The two negative before he met you. Just listen to previous episodes and you see how dark
it
was.
Listened.
Oh, she heard to every single
and
one.
Jesus Christ.
She has liner notes. She's like quoted me on shit that I don't remember.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Why?
Because you used to say some dark shit.
Some dark shit now.
Nah, it's not as dark. It's like, there's like a light at the end of the tunnel now and shit.
Oh, it's a light because this fucking podcast was almost over. That's what the light is.
Don't feed it.
Yeah,
feed it.
It's all right. It's cool.
Yeah, man.
I'll take my mic and record myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you did contribute. That was a good thing of yours.
Bro, I bought that shit like next day. Like,
yeah,
let's go.
That was really dope. I've never worked with anyone that was like that enthusiastic.
Yeah, this shit's like a stress reliever in itself.
It is.
It's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it's cohesive and it's like, you know, and it makes sense.
When everyone actually puts the effort towards it.
Yeah. This kind of gives me vibes of, a prior podcast that I was, trying to get off the ground. Yeah.
Bag of punch.
Yeah. That shit.
That's my normal cough. That's how I,
Yeah, that's what happens. You caught a cold from all the water.
Yeah, man, you know.
Is there anything you want to say about that?
About Vagabonds?
Mm-hmm.
It was a great idea in theory. It didn't work. And it made me into the professional I thought I was for this podcast. And you realize, like, sometimes, like, you got to admit defeat. I'm ready to ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, you know what? It's hard. Like, Like, it's like when you want to sign up for the gym and you're used to going with a gym buddy and then the gym buddy no longer goes, so you lose motivation.
No, the problem is the person that was here is a gym buddy. That's the only place he's fucking at. Is the gym.
I wasn't even going in that direction, but oh God.
Wait, can I say what I like told you weeks ago?
Yeah, go ahead.
About like what needs to happen.
Go ahead.
My feedback.
Yeah, go for it.
So,
now you want to talk to the mic.
Well, I was given, you know, some prompting.
She's pulling a shade. Shade would just put the shit down here.
Imagine shade, I put it off to the side.
Yeah.
No, but this is, I feel like I'm loud as shit.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
He can fix it
in post.
No, but.
Maybe.
I don't remember where were we. Or maybe we were in PR. But we were, we were talking about just this. In general. And I was like, the issue is y'all don't have a shared vision. Like, if you all came to the table and was like, listen, this is what I envision for the show. This is what I envision for the show. This is what I envision for the show. Okay, so how can we make that happen?
Crazy how we just had this conversation in text the other day.
Yeah, but I'm already checked out.
The problem is I don't know where their meeting started. As far as what this was supposed to be for them.
Yeah.
I kind of jumped in 3/4 of the way in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was just excited to do it because I thought it was something dope. And then.
Yeah. To be a part of something.
Then, you know, with the moving and all that stuff, we all kind of like, I had my issues at one point where I couldn't make it every week. The lack of communication is serious, which is crazy, right? Because you're doing a podcast where you communicate. And everything in between is lack thereof. And then, you know, Ash got to a point where he was just like, well, I'm here. I'm available when you guys are. And it was just like, and then I kind of just like laid back and was like, well, you know, if one person doesn't give the effort, maybe two of us will. But if two of us aren't, then I'm not going to give it. So I'm just like, I fell off. And then I was like, you know what, Ash, I hit him up. I was like, yo, I apologize. That's, you know, super unprofessional of me. I'm going to still make it every week if I can. But you could just tell Ash checked out and he was just like, yo, like, I'm waiting for you guys to talk and figure out what we want to do. And just last week we spoke here. It was a little crazy because our cousin hit us up in a joint text and was like, yo, I want to start podding. I podded with someone one day and I'm super excited. And he's where right now?
He's probably still with a stomachache.
But
you invited him today?
He invited himself. He we told him. He knows we come on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
But it is what it is. I've tried to step up and let him know I'm going to be here every week. Today I got here a little bit later, but usually I'm here like 5-10 minutes before we start recording. You know, and I told him in the text message, I was like, look, we need to start figuring out what we expect from each other. So I was like, you know what? Maybe we throw out ideas because we teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
When I first got on, but we never kind of like put it all together. I was like, you know, maybe we should have each a topic and throw it in there and then we can look at our articles and, you know, it's not something where I'm just fucking pulling shit out of thin air, making it seem like I know what I'm talking about when I really don't.
Right.
And that's what the last couple episodes have been, where we're kind of just
last fucking 100 episodes have been.
I mean,
but also like clearly you all have different personalities. You all have different things that you value because you may bring something to the table and he won't know what the hell you're talking about or be able to add and vice versa for all of y'all. But I think it's like, it's even if it was a thing where you decided that this was going to be like your bro day, I don't know what y'all like, brohood, but it's going to be therapeutic and you're just going to kick it. Let's say you even came here, you're just going to freestyle, and you're going to kick it. It's like, okay, you know that's what it is. But to just walk into something and think that there's going to be a whole show and it's going to be of substance and depth and like, what's the word? Like attractive to like bring in this audience that obviously you want. That's unrealistic expectations. Right. So it's like,
and I agree. for me, I don't even remember how I started even getting. I randomly just went to your house one day and I was just in the background.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the reason was that I was there, but whatever. And then I was like, oh, this shit's kind of dope. Like, I want to keep coming. But at that time, I don't know what their original.
Well, I was in retirement. I was very much
killing me with that word.
I was. Well, the last podcast didn't work. I retired.
I've heard him say that plenty of times.
And the person who's no longer here was the one that like kept on telling me, yo, I want to do a pod. Y'all want to do a pod. And I was like, I don't want to do anything because I already know how this is going to happen. And I foresaw this happening.
It's
we were going to start. It was going to start off hot. And then you're going to like slowly fade to black. Yeah. And I'm stuck here.
It's a rough situation because I understand both sides. I know you didn't want to start it and you gave in and you started it. And Shane's trying to, you know, get up off the ground and he loves what he does. But there has to be a compromise here. We have to be able to say, or at least communicate, because that's been the other issue. We had a group text and Ash would say something. I would hit him up. Then we're kind of just waiting to see what, like, and to this day, we spoke, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything back. Shane, don't take this the wrong way. We're not trashing you. We're just trying to figure out how we can make this better. And if you want to still be a part of it, I would love you to be here because I love your personality. I think we all vibe off each other great.
I'm checked out.
But we know Ash. If there's a light at the end of the tunnel and he sees it,
I'm going the other way.
No, fuck you. I don't know what they envisioned in the beginning or what Shane envisioned that he brought to you and then you gave in.
They didn't have one.
But for me, and I'll be completely honest, before I even joined, I wasn't really listening to the podcast. But at the time, you know, I was going through shit where mentally I was fucked. You were already mentally fucked before that. And we were actually having a couple sessions where we were talking about mental health at one point.
I mean, I would love to continue to get back to that. So,
right.
I mean, we could even pivot now to a topic that I was reading before I got here.
Do it.
So, this is how you make the big bucks. You see how you just went, you got to pick your spot, and now you're just in the topic? This is how you do it, kids.
Yeah, but are you done with what you were saying?
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
This is how we, yeah.
This see,
how
this
we
is
are.
Why y'all need a woman in this space.
I don't feel no type of way.
Okay. Proceed. I'm just making sure.
So I was reading up on this whole Andrew Wiggins story.
Yes.
And apparently the rumor mill was that his girlfriend cheated on him.
Has not been confirmed.
No, that's what it was going. That's what they were saying.
Right.
So then she came out and said, like, that's the furthest thing from the truth.
It's not even about her cheating on him. It's about who they're saying she cheated on him with.
Was this the best friend story?
Yeah.
The best friend.
But she didn't cheat at all.
I know, but we're talking about the rumor mill that actually.
Oh, yeah.
And the rumor was that
yeah,
it was his best friend. And that they have two kids. She has two kids.
And they don't know.
They're saying that one of them is not his. Confirmed, supposedly, but it's never been actually confirmed.
And that in itself
can
cause you.
Forget it.
What a bunch of mental health.
There was
shit.
An alert today.
Then on top of that. And I'll go back to Andrew Wiggins. I was reading an article that Andre Drummond, like, deleted all the social media for mental health reasons.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to Google these folks.
Andrew Wiggins missed 22 games. He stepped away from the team for a significant amount of time. And you know,
still
people
away.
They're saying he's supposed to be coming back this week, but you know, I actually applaud the Golden State Warriors because. Whatever his issues actually are, they've never
they confirmed it
anything, but they didn't leak anything.
No, I don't know who just leaked it, but I read it on the way here.
But it didn't come from Golden State.
Nah.
And they backed him. All his teammates, you know, told him they loved him. They can't wait for him to come back. But it's great that, you know.
It should be that way.
In a day and age where, like, we were just talking about how, like, McDonald's is trying to fire their employees. Sometimes it feels like your jobs don't even back you anymore, you know. Mm-hmm.
Or it feels like your jobs fucking don't care and they let you run rampant.
Replaceable.
Right.
And just a dollar sign.
At the end of the day, it seems like they'd rather get rid of the one that they're paying higher and then just replace them with someone that they can start at a lower pay rate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? That's good business.
That's why with Golden State, I applaud them because he stepped away. And you have to understand, like, I can't fathom, but I could try to imagine the amount of pressure these people are going through. All their lives, they've been stars, you know?
Yeah.
You can't say that they've actually lived a normal life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whatever a normal life is. But we can't say that they lived a life like us, you know? Yeah. Look at Ja Morant, for example. This motherfucker supposedly wasn't hood at all. All of a sudden, he wants to go to strip clubs and put videos with guns in it. And they had to, hopefully it humbled him.
Why?
Why
would it humble him? He still has a Nike contract. Correct. He's still getting paid.
And
he's not getting arrested.
That's what I'm saying. Hopefully.
What I'm saying.
Privilege. The most he got was the 8-game suspension.
That's what? Privilege. A few thousand dollars? Right,
that's nothing. Correct. I'm saying hopefully.
No.
But, you know, there are people that have dealt with their entire lives that are in sports that they've always been a superstar, right? Because you also have to think of this. A lot of these people go into the NBA or whatever sport they go into. They're the superstar the entire time until they get to the big leagues, right?
Right.
Now you're in this state where everyone knows you, everyone sees you, and you could have been the best player every day until you got there, and now you're sitting on the bench and you're not contributing the way you used to. Mm-hmm. So you're used to this whole load being on you the entire time, and you're supporting everybody, and now you're the supporting cast. Mm. How does that fuck with you mentally?
Now when I look at my bank account, I'll support all day.
Money's not everything, and you know that.
I mean, what the fuck?
It subsides a little bit. It helps you a little bit, but it...
it'll make me sitting on a bench feel a lot better.
Kevin Love was probably one of the first athletes to actually come out with the whole, mental health situation.
Yeah, but his mental health has nothing to do with fucking playing basketball. Like, he's just dealing with life shit. I'm pretty sure him coming off the bench is not contributing to his mental health.
You don't think so at all?
Absolutely not.
After he was in Minnesota and was the main player for Minnesota.
And was on a fucking losing team?
Does it matter, though?
Yes, it does.
Was he the one that was contributing or he was the one that was putting it
on? You were contributing to... If a tree falls in the forest, and does it make a sound?
But who's looking at that tree?
Apparently Minnesota.
But what I'm saying is his life is being televised the entire time.
No.
In sports.
His playing career is being televised.
Correct.
That nigga goes
home. What do they do most of the time?
I don't know.
How many? I personally can say I spend more time at work than I do on my own.
Nigga, that's most people.
You know, correct. This is people's identities.
So that your job more reflects you as a person than you actually are as
you
a person.
As a human.
I get prime example. Leo the cop. When I get introduced, do I get introduced as Leo or, hey, this is Leo, he's a cop?
I never get introduced, even with my name. I'm just known.
Ever since I became a cop, it's like I'm not a fucking human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's facts.
I mean, I can only say as a person who struggles with this shit every day that my job, the stress levels of my job is more of a drive. It's not like life or death for me that it's going to like make me kill myself.
A drive in what aspect?
Well, I have this unattainable drive of like perfection. Like I can go 99 out of 100 and I'll be mad at the point one mistake that I made. Mm-hmm. I will never be satisfied. I can get something. I can attain something. And I'm already on to the next thing.
And does that cause your mental health?
Yes.
Yeah, so, but it's not so much of because of the job. It's because the pressure I'm putting on myself. That's not necessarily me playing. Like, if I'm fucking getting paid millions of dollars to sit on the bench, what am
you're I? You're still, but you're talking about the perfect. You're talking about personality type. So no matter what you do and what job position you have, you are who you are as the human. So therefore, it would absolutely affect you if you're sitting on the bench because you are who you are.
You don't.
Yeah, but if I know I'm trash,
as an athlete,
it's not that though.
Yeah, but that's subjective anyway.
If you know you're trash,
it's objective. If you know, if you average 3 points a game, my nigga, suck.
Okay, no. But the same people that average 3 points a game in the NBA used to average 45 in high school. 45 or a ridiculous amount in college.
Being that one.
That's
that
where it goes
person.
Back to what I was saying. You're used to carrying these people on your back. Now all of a sudden, you're the one being carried.
Yeah, but you was a small fish in the big pond.
All right, and then what happens to these guys that they don't fucking they can't make it in the NBA? Now you're going overseas to China, like fucking Dwight Howard, and all of a sudden he's Dwight Howard from when he was on the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, but you got to realize too that the
level of competition.
That's like me fucking.
But you have right.
It is.
But you have to understand that you said yourself at your job, you're stressed out more because of the pressure you put on yourself.
On myself, yes.
Correct. And you don't think these people put pressure on themselves?
It's the same pressures. You have these pressures of wanting to make more money, wanting to be seen for, wanting to be seen and valued for the work you do. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but if I was getting paid millions of dollars to do it, but I'd probably feel a little bit better to sit on the bench. I'm telling you the truth.
In sports, and we've played sports, right?
But you still play sports.
Not to that level, yeah, but not to that level. But there's two things you ultimately want when it comes to sports, right? Yes, you want the money, but you also want to be known as a champion, right?
You want to be valued for your. You want to be seen for your skill.
Charles Barkley made his money, but is still criticized for never being a champion.
He's not a role model, so it doesn't fucking matter.
But he
How
was one
many
of
these dudes aren't.
He was one of the best players on any team he played on.
Yeah.
In an era where everyone idolizes.
Yeah, but not a lot of people won during that era.
Okay, but he still gets teased to this day when he became an analyst, and now he's criticizing everyone else. And everyone's backlash towards him is you've never won a championship, so you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But that's ignorant. So you mean to tell me?
But you don't think it bothers
so
him that
the last
he never won
person on the bench who probably won like
Robert Horry won 7. He was never the best player on his team.
Yeah, I know. He was on the team I rooted for early in his career,
and he gets glorified. He glorifies himself.
Yeah, but that's just a delusion. Like you could be a cog to something. But if you're not the main factor, like, you know what I mean? You should just be happy that you're along for the ride.
But that's
so
I'm
let's circle back to mental health.
Yeah. Tie it together. Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
If you have two objectives and you complete one out of two, you don't think that fucks with your mental health? You said 99 out of 100.
Yeah, but that's during your time that you're active. Like, if I'm fucking not in that field anymore, or it's past, like, if I'm fucking 50 years old and I retire.
But that's not the case.
It is. I'm just saying, if I'm 50 years old, like Charles Barkley, and I retired, you think I'm going to be fucking losing sleep at night because I didn't win a ring?
Bro.
No.
Let me tell you something, all right? And it's a lifestyle that you're used to, right? My grandmother, for example, because I say this all the time. My grandmother's in her 80s now, right?
God bless her.
And she's always been the one to provide for the family as far as footwork and, you know, coming home from work. And my grandfather's been the one to cook and all that stuff, but she's always been able to do stuff for her own and for everyone else. Mm-hmm. Her brain hasn't processed 20 years later. I can't move and do stuff the way I used to. Yeah. She still wants to provide for the family, do everything that, like, now, I'm like, Grandma, you can pay bills online. You don't have to go to PSE&G and do it there. Like, I can do it for you. No, she still wants to go to PSE&G. She still wants to pay it in person. Your mind fucks with you because it's like, I still want to be that provider that I used to be. And now you have to take a step back and be like, I need people to provide for me because I can't do it anymore.
Right.
That fucks with you.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm used to having my house, my own place.
Mm-hmm.
I depend on myself. My shit's fucked right now. Now I have to try to depend on someone else or depend to stay somewhere else till I can get my shit handled.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm fucking stuck.
You don't feel comfortable with somebody even like...
Now I got to tiptoe around someone's house. I got to fucking act like you know, I can't just fuck around, walk around my house butt ass naked if I wanted to. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, those things fuck with you in a sense of you're used to one thing and now you have to try to program your mind to
a new reality.
Exactly. That's always going to fuck with your mental health. Regardless if you were a big fish in a little pond or if you were a big fish in a big pond and now you have to go to a little pond and be the little fish. Like, it's just, no matter what you do, if your role gets lessened, might not be a word, whatever. My head is thinking a thousand things at once. If you lessen your role, that's going to fuck with you because you're used to being at such a high state. And now you have to depend on someone else when you were the one that was always being depended on.
Right. Changes, period. Transitions, changes.
Well,
you know about that?
I do, but I'm also one to know that I know when to not beat a dead horse. So when something doesn't work, I'm just like...
But how long does it take you to get to that point?
I have to exacerbate all of my options, but I'm at a state now that, like, I don't really have an expectation of anything anymore.
Not everyone thinks like you, though.
No, that's just because I'm scorned and I'm bitter.
Which is a mental health thing.
No, it's just life.
No, it's a mental health thing.
No, it's not. Because it's mental health.
You start walking into things with a negative mindset as it is already.
No, I just don't walk with anything. I just show up and I take things for what it is. I don't really...
But that's self-sabotage.
Oh, I'm the king of that. It's just, I don't know. I walk in, I see some shit. I could tell it's some bullshit. I'll try to power through it, but I'm not expecting anything out of it. It's just...
So why go through it if you know it's some bullshit?
Well, it's stuff I have to do. Like, if not, I can't pay the bills.
Okay, well, that's your job then.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not gonna, like, take this shit home and fucking, like...
But it happens.
You don't realize you take it home.
I try not to. I mean...
But you do. And sometimes you even talk about it on air.
Yeah.
So you venting on air about work.
I think part of it now at this point is to get a rise out of myself. I think I do that a lot now where I just... If I can make myself laugh, I feel the consensus is people can laugh even if they have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Of an inside item situation. But
the point is, do you agree that, yes, work does impact? When you come home, you don't just put it down.
No, I don't. I mean, I got to, like, ease my way into getting out of that headspace.
Thank you.
But that's just because, again, I have this fucking drive to, like, be the greatest of all time.
And a lot of people have that.
Right, and... You don't think that people that play sports do that, or people at anything, or how many people would love? And I listen. People say that they do things as a thankless job or whatever the case may be. People still want to be appreciated. I love going to work and be like, you know, sometimes I got to kick people out that are making shit worse for the people that actually live there. Sometimes it's people that just don't live there and they're just fucking shit up for other people, and. Yeah, the people I'm kicking out might not like me, but sometimes it feels good for the people that live there to say, like, thank you for, you know, making this a better situation.
Protecting.
Like, you know, most of the people don't live here and they're fucking shit up for us. I appreciate that you're here. Yeah. I don't need the thanks, but how much better do you feel when you get the thanks? Right?
Of course.
No matter what anyone says, you would love to, if you're not being noticed, at least acknowledged at some point. For something. It doesn't have to be an everyday thing. It doesn't have to be all the time. But I would... That one thank you a day maybe could go miles.
Yeah, but you... That's expectation.
It's not expectation.
It is. Because you... The wanting of something is like you feel like you're owed that.
And, well, that's human. That's innate.
And that's... That's why I kind of get to the point now that I get so... detached.
Quick question, right? You believe if your job adds more work to your pile, you expect them to pay you more?
Oh, 1,000%. I'm dealing with that shit right now.
Expectations.
Yeah, but if I don't get
you
what I
want,
I'm
to be
not,
acknowledged for who you are, and
no, what I'm thing is that if I don't get what I want in a time frame that it makes sense, I leave.
How does that not correlate?
It doesn't, because I have control of my destiny. All right. If I can't be the best in the world here, where I already know I'm the best in the world, and I've proved it to you since the day I walked into the door, I could be the best in the world somewhere else.
Yeah, but your definition of best in the world is not going to be everyone else's. Correct. And vice versa. And it can't even be like weight measured.
It can be, because can. Because the stuff I'm talking about is physical, tangible shit.
If you right know, if you know you're the best in the world, right? Even if your job's not telling you you're the best in the world, which to me sounds like you want them to acknowledge you as the best in the world. Mm. What does it matter if you already know you're the best in the world?
It doesn't. I just, at this point, need to get paid like I'm the best in the world.
Because you want
to
be acknowledged. And
no, I want my pockets to feel better. You don't have to acknowledge me, but you could pay me.
They have to acknowledge you to pay you.
Right.
No, they don't.
You have to be seen first.
Everybody I'm seen every day. Seen. I'm in the building every day.
You're making light of something, and you're taking it to right.
I'm being dead ass. I'm seen every day.
No, no.
But you're not being seen the way you want to be seen.
Right. Well, no. But period. It's. But again, I'm giving them time to correct them to correct their vision.
Right.
Because
now,
if
imagine
not,
you're an athlete in the public eye. Imagine you are a celebrity, famous. Right? You're in the public eye. Mm. Everything you do.
Yeah.
I mean, how would that impact somebody's mental health?
Well, that's why I left that life to begin with.
Again, I'm going to focus. So imagine it's somebody in the public eye every day, day in and day out, mm-hmm. known, valued, seen for a specific skill set.
Mm-hmm.
Being in this athlete, for example. And that's all they're used to day in and day out since childhood to this adulthood.
We're not even talking about how they're supposed to act in the public eye, which could be completely contrary to how they are in real life. Because if you do something where the public doesn't agree with it, cancel culture is a motherfucker right now.
Man, I've been trying to get canceled since I got back on the fucking mic.
So
to me, that's a measure of how I've made it. To get canceled.
Some people embrace it.
Until you live that life for real, day in and day out.
I've been around it.
And actually get canceled. You're not listening. Until you are that, and then you get canceled, if you're a Kanye West, who lives with severe mental illness.
Yeah, but he's had that since his mom died.
That's all irrelevant. Until you live that life, right? And then you get canceled. How would any of us even speak on that? All we can do is empathize and say, damn, I could only imagine what it must be like to live in that person's shoes. And that happens.
Because you're living not Kanye's that, shoes not that, you're not all that. The which, fucking time. Bro, I got looking shoes
oh my God.
Right there.
He does it all
I got
the,
shoes
he does shit
right
all the time.
Here.
All the fucking time.
You're deflecting.
You could go through the same the exact situation that Kanye went through and still not experience it the way he's experiencing it.
Right.
Oh, nah. Well, one of my favorite rappers said this line, Joe Budden. Oh, well, sometimes I wish I had Kanye's problems, but then I wake up and have Kanye's problems. So I get it. It's just, what can I say?
Joe
Everybody's
Budden,
what?
Addiction. Joe Budden, addiction. Addictions. Uh-huh. Women after women after women. Fucked up situations. Fucked
you
up
just
as
hate
a
him.
Father. No. I'm just I'm speaking real. That's not his life. That's not his life. He speaks on that as his life.
Yeah. And I'm sure he podcasts because it's his version of
and
therapy.
And he pods because clearly that's his way out. Of his mind into his body. Like, he lives with these things day in and day out.
Well, and that and him, the fact that he's able to turn, he's been able to create something that, you know, it was a pivot. It goes back to me. Like, I'm essentially classically trained to essentially be an orator. Like, I went to school for this. I've studied broadcasting. I know the ins and outs. I know the routines. I can converse with anyone. I can turn a microphone on and have this, a conversation with that green bucket over there and put on a decent show. It's just, you know, when you realize that it's just not meant to be. Sometimes you got to realize that no matter how good you are, you're just not it. And I'm coming to terms with that. This would ultimately now for me be something fun for me. It won't be like me pursuing a career the way I thought I could. You know what I mean? I wanted to naturally be a disruptor. I wanted to be able to use my platform with my experiences and my knowledge and my connections to kind of shed a light in all aspects of like either entertainment or just knowledge as a whole. And it just didn't work, and it's okay. And I'm at peace with it. That's the thing. It's like, I'm not upset. I'm not like, you know, like what the fuck, like the Vagabond shit, the way it ended, I was tight. I was really bitter. I was really angry. I never wanted to pick up a microphone again. This one just feels like I kind of expected this to happen. So it's kind of like I already knew going into this how the movie was going to end. So now it's like we made it to the end. And it now is just different because this time around, instead of me just doing, oh, I'm just covering music, or I'm just covering fashion, or I'm just covering the next, you know, salacious topic, now I'm just, it was essentially documenting my life. So, you know, at some point, I mean, we never like got signed or anything, but it's the whole Seinfeld thing. That's why I love, that's why this podcast was based on that theory. Like, you have to go out on top. You have to leave the people wanting more.
And but even you've said to me numerous times, like, this pod has saved me.
It has, because I was able to talk things out in real time at that moment.
Right.
I documented a lot of shit in real time. Like, I just wanted to be, I just wanted to find the fun again. And this now is just like, yo, I get to talk my shit. I get to, like, you know, make myself laugh a little bit. But what are we accomplishing? And that, you know, it's no one's fault. It's just like, this is just essentially like my life. And because I have zero, I guess, control or just like plugs back into the world that I just left, is just now like I have to reinvent myself as to what, if I were to pursue this continuously, what that's going to look like.
Well, what's making you say that that journey's over? Age?
No. I'm when in terms of age, I haven't even scratched the surface of what I could do.
Correct. So
I'm still a novice. I'm seasoned in the sense that, like, if I were to put a pool of people that were trying to make it in just the world of broadcasting, I would probably say I'm in the top 10% of people of like a crop of the pool of people that are not known or not well, like further where they need to be. I'm in that tier. I put my, I evaluate myself that high. I consider myself that good at what I do.
Okay. But there's other things that come to play. Marketing.
Well, I don't market myself for shit.
So how do you expect to get seen if you're...
Well, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound?
Where the tree falling right now?
Right now, 17 feet. People seem to hear the tree.
That's 17 people out of how many?
Billions.
Off of one Instagram post I put a week.
Yeah.
I could post it more.
Yeah, I mean, it would.
I could not post it at all.
Yeah, it would. It would be adding ad dollars, backing shit up, eventually trying to get the camera. Like I said, I'm trying to slowly buy. Like, there's a table there that It would eventually get built. I'm trying to buy the equipment.
For what? Why? We only have like 5 episodes left and then you quit. So what's the purpose of buying it?
Oh, that's for something else. I'm working on something else.
And none of it was to go towards the pod.
I mean, at one point it was.
There was a big vision for when you got here. We were going to have a fucking neon light here.
Oh, yeah. I plan on still buying that. I think now
the fucking camera.
Now it's for show. I mean, I got to buy all these things.
To me, it sounds like you're saying you're quitting, but you don't want to quit.
I mean, I wouldn't want to. It's something I love to do, but it's like at some point you got to also be real of like, what are we doing here?
What points do we have to hit to try to become better? Marketing, for sure. We have to make ourselves seen. We're not making ourselves seen enough.
Well, we need to, like, you know,
yeah, you
be
guys
more.
Don't do anything when it comes to
at
that.
At all. I post one picture every Tuesday, and we get maybe 10 to 12 to 17 people.
Mm. I mean, I would have to.
Even if you don't want to have social media for yourself and just have one for the show. Marketing's marketing.
Yeah. I mean, I got to, like, look into myself and see, like, what it is that I plan on doing.
I told you I'll sit down here with you and whatever you want to do, bro. I mean, I know I could put more effort into this, but I'm the supporting cast here. I'm not...
You want to be led.
I'm not the leader. Because I kind of just walked into a world that I know nothing about.
Yeah, I also feel like the shit I want to talk about, the listeners aren't ready to like listen to what I really have to say.
You never know.
And anyway,
oh, I know.
It's not about
we've had more listeners when we were talking about mental health than when we got to whatever the fuck we're doing now.
Well, yeah.
And it was to a point where you were like, "Yo, this is probably the most listeners we've had since we started this."
Yeah.
You had people telling you that they liked me. I was like, I got excited. I was like, oh, he's like, yo, who's this new dude? He's actually kind of funny. I got a little excited. That shit made me want to keep coming. And then I don't know where we fucking lost it and we just fucking took a Kobe Bryant nosedive. Whoa. I can't believe I said that.
Damn. That hurt.
RP to the greatest.
Damn. Like, there's not a lot of things that make me say, like, damn, that was rough.
That's crazy, right? Because usually people say Kobe when they're shooting a piece of paper in the garbage. It goes up and then it goes down.
Oh, so you're just going to double down on the disrespect.
And that's what Kobe did. He went up and then...
Damn, really? Are you going to go for a third?
Damn,
for a third scoop?
We're going morbid today.
It's three of them things. So you can say dark shit, but I can't.
No, I'm just saying, like...
That's true.
God damn. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I lost my edge. I'm not as dark as I... need to be.
You
I don't...
are dark as shit. One and two, you turn it on and you turn it off when you choose.
He's like, yeah. He's like Ash with like some half and half milk.
Ew, milk? Yeah. Come on, man.
You know,
you could have said like
Uptown or some shit.
Uptown half and half RNEP.
I just learned what that is. Uptowns, those are good as hell.
You've never you just learned what it is?
I didn't know.
She's not from up here.
Have you been living?
Yeah, she's definitely been living, but she's not from here. She doesn't know our terrible lingo.
Our terrible lingo.
I was like, this shit.
This is a real New Yorker.
The bacon, egg, and cheese with salt, pepper, ketchup.
Yeah, that's her all day. Like, she came in the other day with
I want to chop
Timberland heels.
Timberland heels?
I've never seen that in my life.
You've seen that?
Yeah, from you.
Shit.
I've actually never seen them in person either. I've only seen them on social media.
Yeah, like I seen that shit. As soon as she stepped in, she was like, "Yo, what up, Ock?"
Now he's lying. Like,
let me get a chopped cheese.
Yeah, she definitely like had a.
I want to try the Ocky way.
The Ox, there be no one.
Yeah, see, it's a real New Yorker. Nah, I feel like the conversations I really want to have. People aren't really ready
Who
to
cares?
Have them.
Just have them.
But how do we know if we don't even market ourselves
because
for
no,
people
it's
to
not,
listen
because
to?
Because I've tried to have these conversations and it gets really, really, really heavy.
Who'd you try to have these conversations with?
Right.
Whoever I had on the show.
Okay. Are those the right people to have that conversation with?
I don't think anyone's really the right person to have these conversations. It's because it's taboo to have these conversations.
Maybe you should have a solo moment within the pod where you can talk about what you want to talk
about. Well, it would be more just me venting than anything. The real conversations I would love to have, like, I would love, and granted, this has been done on plenty of times over, but I feel like the person who's committing the action isn't the right type of person that should be committing the act. I would love to have a white supremacist on this podcast and just pick their brain as to why this is like a way of life. How did we get here? I want to talk to people who are like anti-gay. Like one of those like super Christian.
What country was it that I just saw that?
Utah.
There's a country.
Shit's a fucking country into itself.
Was it Uganda? I can't remember what country it was. I gotta look it up. But they just put where if you publicly come out that you're part of the LGBT, you could get arrested or some shit.
Oh yeah, probably Latin American country.
Yeah,
that's just wild. Like you can't have that level of freedom.
Oh no.
But what I wanted to say was, people enjoy other people's misery.
Yeah, that's why when I was fucking self-destructing during the middle of our run, that's when our greatest hits were.
Correct.
But do you really want, like...
to self-destruct? No.
Like that?
But I've said it before. The day I stop self-destructing is the day this podcast is going to get trashed.
Bro, lately I've been listening to Bachata like crazy.
Yeah.
Why? Because that shit, like we say in Dominican... Cortavena, that shit will make you want to cut your veins when you listen to that shit. But why? Because it relates to the shit that you feel or have felt. Mm. Most of the people's music that hit hard. My favorite album from Usher, probably Confessions. Why? Because well, that motherfucker
only,
was
the only album that
going life on fire.
Through it. He was going through it.
That shit.
Fucking The Weeknd. I don't like The Weeknd of now. I say this all the time. I like The Weeknd of... his fucking fuck trilogy boy. Up. Right, like...
House of Balloons.
That fucking... those albums when he was fucking high as fuck going through horrible shit, I enjoyed it. Why? Because I feel like I've gone through that shit. I relate to it. So, do you want to express yourself for yourself? Do you want to express yourself for other people? Or just fucking express yourself, period. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But you have shit you want to get off your chest... I think
yeah,
I have
you.
Right.
Well, it's not really so much of a self-destruction moment. It's more of just having real conversations with real people about things that aren't really discussed. Like, I feel like I want to get to the bottom, even if every episode ends to agree to disagree. I just want to see the why of certain things. And, you know, it was kind of like one of the topics I was talking about in your thing. We're about to wrap up. When we were talking about gun control, there's more mass shootings than there are days in the year thus far, and we're only in Q1. I think we just started Q2 this weekend.
Today, my coworker read in Florida you can conceal carry without a permit.
Yeah. Sure.
That's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like the NRA controls everything and no one talks about it.
Big money.
But that's what I'm saying. It's these are the conversations I want to have.
That's all they care about, bro. This situation could be stopped if they really wanted to fucking stop it.
They're not going to fuck with their money.
No.
And their power.
Because why? People love violence and negativity. And that's what sells on media. Mm-hmm. I tell you this shit all the time about cops. They'll never post anything or make it like a fucking nationwide story about the good shit we do. It's just where we fuck up.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck what the ramifications are. Like I tell you, something can happen in California with a cop and I have to worry about my life here. They don't give a fuck about that. They just give a fuck about what story sells and how much it's going to make them.
Yeah.
Well, that's how news works.
Everybody got to right, get back.
But the good news isn't going to sell.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to live in fear and propaganda. Anyway, yeah, you got music?
I've only been listening to Spanish music lately.
Play it. Who cares? This shit's about that anyway.
Such an asshole. I gotta look for one in specific now.
Oh, then here, someone put their music on. Ooh, no, plug it in here.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's our first show, man.
Got us running like we're working at a bodega. Yeah, now we're like sounding like the
Lord. We all. I'm looking for the cat on the loaf of bread.
My man got the soul glow.
This nigga got bangs. Why does this nigga have bangs?
He might be the cover, right? That was a shit back in the day.
I don't know why it's not.
Staticky.
Yeah, it's all sounds not great.
Yeah, man, the fucking cut vein music. That shit. That'll make you feel some type of way.
That's enough.
Thank God I don't listen to it like that anymore, cause it's hard to get out of that sometimes.
Sometimes it just, it sounds bad.
Sometimes,
but
you know, it's a vibe. But sometimes it's like, alright.
Sometimes it makes you feel good to know that you're not the only one feeling that way. I haven't even thought of what I want to play.
Oh man, play something.
We're gonna play some Weekend. Fuck it.
There you go.
I brought him up. Might as well. What's one of my old favorite Weekend songs? We didn't even get to talk about how y'all weekends have been. I just talked about my shitty ass apartment.
What did we do? I remember. What did we do? We went to the food mart, the little market. We saw your coworker.
What?
We saw one of your coworkers at the downtown mart.
Peep this. We meet this guy, right?
Into the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, who is that? He said that's Leo's coworker. That's how he introduced him to me.
Because it's Leo the cop.
I was crying.
This fucking guy, man.
Yeah, but I only did that to her. It's not like I was like to strangers.
No, just to me. But it's just funny because that's literally how he speaks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was food trucks. Like
a smorgasbord?
Yeah, exactly. So that was nice.
Watching any new shows lately?
We were on this WWE. Is it E?
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about WrestleMania that just happened. Did you watch it at all?
We saw both
the
nights.
The whole weekend.
I fell asleep a little towards last night, but I think day one was better than day two.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
Yeah.
The Sami Zayn KO and the Usos ending was good.
It was dope. I'm glad that Roman won. Keep the title off the white boy.
Didn't watch it.
No, I saw it. He saw it. What I'm saying is I fell asleep here and there, but okay. I saw it for the most part. I did see the end.
Yeah.
You knew he was going to win. They want him to get over that 1,000-day. You know what's crazy? We just talked about this today when I got out of work. Sam, he was like, I don't know any adults that watch fucking wrestling anymore. And I was like, I fucking watch it. And he was like, oh, my bad. Did I hurt your feelings? I was like, no, because Ash watches it too. He was like, for real? And then I think because I mentioned you, he was like, oh, all right. And then I was like, I guess I put him in his spot. I guess you do know somebody that watches this shit.
Yeah, man. I'm a nerd. I stay watching that shit.
I was having who the hell was it today or yesterday? It's like, I don't watch it because I believe wrestling is real. Just the pure athleticism of these people and the entertainment and the show that they put on is amazing. Logan Paul, I think, is fucking athletic as shit, bro. Like, the way he comes in there.
He's Puerto Rican.
He resides in Puerto Rico. He's not Puerto Rican.
No, he's Puerto Rican.
Tell Bad Bunny that.
Benjamin.
She don't like Bad Bunny no more.
Really?
He's canceled.
Because of Kendall Jenner? that too shall pass.
I don't want to speak about it.
Yeah, you know, I think Logan Paul is amazing. The athleticism of these people, like, they get hurt, but it's like did you see Shane McMahon? My man, as soon as the crazy part is that when he jumped over the Miz, I was like, Yo, that shit don't look like. And then I saw him try to get up, and then he fell again. I was like, yeah, he popped some shit. That's the same shit that happened to Vince when he tried to slide in, but he popped both his.
Yeah, he broke his legs.
And then he was just sitting in the ring, like
telling people what to do. Yo, that nigga has a porn mustache,
bro.
Did you seen it?
Did you see that the WWE sold
to the UFC? Yeah.
They became a $21+ billion company.
This nigga has a porno mustache. Oh my That's God. The cover art of
Vince,
this shit.
I haven't seen Vince.
Oh, I gotta show you him, man. I didn't recognize. He dyed his hair jet black, and he has a fucking ridiculous mustache.
I just hate how they pound the chest out. That thing. Their they look chest like they're on steroids.
This shit looks like this shit's about to pop. Mm.
Nah, you gotta see this. This nigga looks nuts. Where is he at, man?
For some reason, yesterday.
What the fuck is this?
Oh my God.
That's him now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was him today.
Definitely looks like he gives somebody a dirty Sanchez.
Yeah.
Legit.
Look at this nigga. This nigga looks like Super Mario.
His cheeks are plump.
Yeah, man.
Not as cocky as he used to be.
He got his cheeks done?
This nigga just looks wild. The mustache, I can't get over it.
That's crazy.
So, I guess I'll put in my music.
Yeah.
My song's Wicked Games by The Weeknd. I used to love this song back in the day.
Oh, man, I used to fucking sing this shit off key.
I sing everything off key.
Yeah.
Is it playing?
I don't know. You're not. I don't hear shit.
It's just, there you go.
I don't love her no more.
Word for word.
And she'll never fucking know that. These fucking eyes that I'm staring at. Let me see that.
I didn't really have that much cash. I only had like $10.
Nigga, I still only got $10.
And I emptied out my cards too.
Oh, you know what we're talking about today? One of my bosses was telling me about how I guess one of my other coworkers, baby moms took him to court, like to get all this like child support money and all that shit. Oh, no. And this was years back, and he lost, and he was like, "Yo, the judge smoked him. Like everything she wanted, she got." And I guess he was like, "Yo, fuck this." He's like, "What you doing tonight?" They went to a strippy. And they,
to the strippy.
They went to a strippy. He was like, "Yo, we were there for like 10 hours." He was like, "We spent like $1,000 each." He's like, "We were there so long, we was eating in that bitch." And I was like, "You know what's crazy?" It was like, I couldn't remember who told me this, but I heard that the food is really good at strippy.
I'm the one that.
That's
told
why
you.
I brought it up, because now it literally just came to mind who it was that told me. Listening to the song and hearing you sing it, and then I was just like, yo, now it makes sense. It was like, yo, I actually heard that the food is pretty good at a strip club.
Yes.
And he was like, yo, we were there for 10 hours. Who the fuck is at a strip club for 10 hours?
I'm not there for no 10 hours, but
that's a full
shot. I've eaten a good wing or two at Riviera Lounge right on Main Street in Hackensack.
Hackensack.
Some of the worst strippers in the history of strippers.
If you're not kind of
like one titty's an octagon. The other one's a fucking pentagon. But, you know,
we went to
the wings the wings are good.
AJ's, the strippers look like, are you the stripper or the pole?
Yeah. Them Russian bitches look terrible. They look like one of the bricks.
You the one lap dance? No,
yeah,
I don't.
Zhnishnif. That's how they talk to you. Anyway, I'm going to play the only person I play here. I almost think I get paid by this guy for as much as I play him here.
Charlie Bear?
Yeah. He actually came out with something new.
About
to be 2 months ago. I didn't even know because I don't have social media, so I don't keep up with what's going on. But we're going to play this song. It's called Rapper's Rapper. I'm pretty sure it's good because he paid me to say that. This is Charlie Bear.
Welcome, 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 welcome all.
I don't like that he stole my intro. Rapper's Rapper by Mr. Bear.
Charlie Bear.
Yeah, no. Man. AKA the youngest in charge on the back of road.
The back.
Yeah, man. This was good.
That's probably one of our better episodes for all.
No, one of our better episodes about nothing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I thought there was a.
Is this a new good song?
Substance
too?
In this one. Oh.
Yeah, well, he dropped another song too, but that was earlier in the
We'll play it next week.
I'll play it now. Fuck it. This is Lean Back by Charles Bear.
Charles.
Yeah. Tell him who the fuck you are, where to follow you.
I am
into the
nobody.
Mic.
I cannot be followed.
Why?
.net. I don't.
Tell him where to find you on the web. On the World Wide Web. No? Okay.
We will remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Please do not search me anywhere.
Okay.
You can follow me if you like. This is probably the longest I've kept my my name on Instagram without changing it.
Yeah.
You still LRod0025. You know, if you want something nice to look at, I'm just joking. But you can follow me, I'll follow back. And yeah, see you here next week.
Three more to go.
Road to
100. Yeah, man, you know what the fuck this is.
See you later.
Yeah, man. Oh, real quick.
We always do this.
I thought this was a pretty cool thing about the wrestling shit. So, you remember last night the girl I told you I like?
Which one?
The one with the hair?
The Morenita? Yeah. Bianca Belair?
Yeah. So, she had brought all of them little girls out.
Oh, you
from the leadership program. That was fine.
No, but did you hear what happened to the main girl?
So, the
remember
the little
with?
One that contorted?
Yeah.
Her mom died
that
same day.
And she found out about it, and Triple H was actually talking about this, and he was, you could tell he was like torn apart when he was talking about it, but she still came out after knowing that her mom had passed away, because this is what she loves to do, and she was trying to be a professional, and she still gave it her all when she was out there.
At fucking 5.
And fucking killed
it. I got niggas that are fucking close to 40 can't keep her fucking professional.
Oh, God. I don't know who he's talking about. Don't even care. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. But
yeah,
she did.
Well,
she still put on an amazing show.
Mm-hmm. That was dope.
Did they say how her mom died?
I'm going to assume it had to be some sort of sickness.
My God, she's a baby.
Yo. Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't understand death either at that age.
Trying to go
I'm
next
fucking,
year?
Where? To Philly? No.
Philadelphia.
My nephew, when I was...
Yeah.
I
told him
when I was
go.
Still cool with him, wanted me to go with him when he did it in Orlando. Nigga, that shit is like a 6-hour commitment.
Yeah, so
I think
that's
be so
a
much
lot.
Fun.
But at least it's Philly. Like you can
yeah,
drive there.
Philly
you don't have to get a flight.
Everything.
It's an hour and a half away.
Six
That'd be so
hours?
Fun.
I don't know,
it's
man.
12 because it's 2 days.
Do you think I'm going for 2 days?
Yeah, we got an Airbnb.
Do you sit here and watch it?
Yeah, but I'm home.
So try to be
it's
around.
It's like the
we're gonna
simulation.
Break you out of this whole fucking. Thing you're gonna start.
Oh, about me
crowds.
Having social anxiety? No, right. That's still a real thing.
No, but by next year it won't be.
Hopefully.
You're working through it.
I am. I got my new therapist. It's week two. He hasn't sold me on no cults yet.
Yeah.
Nah, he's actually really good.
I think he's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you guys like cop shows. Not cop shows. It's a different type of thing. I've been watching this show on Netflix called Night Agent. It's like 10 episodes, but it's actually pretty decent.
Oh. If you guys want to watch it. That's not the... Yeah, we'll check it out. What did we start? Emergency something?
Yeah, we were watching this... It was like an emergency thing.
It's also on Netflix. Like something 911.
Yeah, I got like two more episodes to go, then I'm gonna have to look for something else to watch. So I'll probably
Watch the Waco.
No, oh yeah, you don't. Did too to watch that.
Don't watch that.
Yo, that nigga was rough.
Oh, and we watch All American. That's on.
I know he was telling me.
We watch
it comes on at what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah,
tonight. So you're gonna have to scat, nigga.
No, stop. What's the other one? Bel-Air. Bel-Air's on Thursday.
On Paramount?
On the cock, as he calls it.
Yeah, oh, Peacock. I don't have Peacock, but I have a Fire Stick.
Yeah. That's just as good.
What else are we watching?
I wanted to watch... It was another documentary. I forgot what it was. Definitely probably about some crime. I only like crime. Crime docs are like the shit. It makes me relive things when I was a kid and in like the 90s.
I still haven't seen Jeffrey Dahmer's show.
I work with that nigga every day.
I have to see a picture.
Yo, there's this nigga in my job. His first name is actually Jeff. His last name is it actually starts with a D too.
He looks
but
just like him.
Though. He looks like that nigga.
It's probably him.
And he acts like that nigga.
He changed his last name. Kept the same initials.
Yeah. That nigga's a weirdo, man. I don't give a fuck if he hears this shit. You're a fucking weirdo.
It's been a pleasure, bro. I actually enjoyed this episode today.
Yay. Yeah.
It's probably because we have some estrogen in the room.
Maybe.
It's me.
Yeah, it's always you. Jesus Christ. I'm playing. You gotta sometimes suck the air out of the balloon.
Shut up. I'm not even here. Just goodbye.
Tell them goodbye.
Bye.